It's 11:15, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, that means we get to hear from our founder at WWIB, Mabel Louise Stewart. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you. And aren't you thankful for all the good rains we've been having?
Mm-hmm.
My flower garden is so colorful and beautiful.
It is.
I do believe that all of the birds have arrived in Wisconsin because I see so many different kinds around my house and in the woods. And one of the things I love every day is coming out and sitting on the porch having my mid-morning cup of coffee. And I have Mr. and Mrs. Robin, Mr. and Mrs. Sparrow, and Mr. and Mrs. Cardinal fuss at me for being there and disturbing their way of life. You'd think they own the place. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Yes, the birds built their nests in my shrubs right next to the porch, and the cardinals have built in a nearby tree. So if you stay tuned, I would just love to share with you about the bird's miracle in flight. I hope that you will marvel at the Lord's creation as I tell you about an article that I read and showing the way a bird flies. First, let me give you my verse for the day. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. That's taken from Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I read an article, it was in my files, from the magazine called These Times. And it was all about the body construction of a bird. I was fascinated and thrilled over the Lord's beautiful put-together creatures. And it's natural for us to be spellbound over their different colors or different shapes. But I had never read or even learned about their bone construction and the way the Lord made their wings. I guess the Bible reminds us that not only we as human beings, but also the birds are wonderfully made. And I'm sure that all of you parents out there have purchased an airplane kit for your boys to put together, and every part had to be constructed perfectly for all of those parts to fit in. And that same thing is true for Uncle Sam to put together the fighter planes for action in a war. And every part has to be precise. So the type of wing, the structure of the tail, the engine housing, and of course, the perfect weight. All of that has to be put together and designed perfectly. But did you know that the tiny sparrow that you have in your backyard and I have in my front yard has been constructed even more precisely for flight, even more than those big airplanes? A sparrow is not worth much by some standards, but in the days of Christ in the Holy Land, you could buy two of them for a penny. I'll never forget in the marketplace in Africa seeing strings of sparrows for sale and a special booth put together featuring sparrow soup for sale. I looked down into that big pot of soup and the heads of the sparrows were floating along with its legs and body. Yuck! No, I have to confess, I didn't try it. But it's so interesting that Christ said that not one of those sparrows falls to the ground without his notice. A sparrow has already had lots of attention long before it falls to the ground. In fact, God uses as much care in constructing those sparrows as he did in creating the world. Imagine. It was designed to fly just like all the rest of the birds. Well, the man that wrote this article's name was George Vandeman, and his article emphasized that man takes for granted the fact that birds can fly and do not realize the miracle of design necessary in a bird's wings, in the feathers, in the muscles, to enable it to even get off the ground. So he continues writing and he says, the bones of a bird are very light and they are hollow. It actually weighs more than its skeleton. Yet in spite of the lightness of the bird's bones, they are very flexible and very strong. And of course, these are features that are essential to cope with the stresses and the strains of flight. It requires tremendous energy. Birds have the highest body temperature of any animal. Did you know that? I didn't. The high body temp, along with an efficient digestive system and rapid circulation, means that birds can utilize an unusually high percentage of the food that they eat. And I didn't know this, that birds have a higher blood pressure than men. A bird's feathers are amazingly structured for protection against heat and against cold, for fanning the air and streamlining the body. And every slight change in position of a feather during flight is designed to absorb energy from the air. Wow, isn't that something? It's estimated that for their weight, feathers are stronger than any man-made material. Think of that. The feathers are extremely complex, both in structure and in function. A single pigeon wing feather has more than a million parts. There are veins and barbs and barbules and flanges and tiny hooks. They all work together in the form of a zipper. When it becomes unzipped, it can be zipped up again. Think of it. Next time you stoop down to pick up a feather, think about it. The amazing design. But wait a minute. That's not all. As the bird flies, every slight change in airflow is automatically compensated. The flight feathers of the wingtip act like the propeller of an airplane, changing pitch to cope with the changing stresses that the air exerts upon them. The base part of the wing acts like the wing of an airplane, and the secondary wing feathers function as flaps. Embedded in the skin near the quill of each flight feather are nerve endings that actually convert the feathers into sensory receptors, recording the precise position of every feather. And then, by the way, the spinal cord brings about continuous adjustment, and this will blow your mind, in more than 12,000 tiny muscles that are attached to the base of the feathers. Wow. The precise body position of the bird is recorded by canals of their inner ear. And the inner ear reports the changing condition to the bird's brain. It is amazing. Is it any wonder that God challenged Job with the question, is it by your understanding that the hawk soars, stretching his wings toward the south? Is it at your command that the eagle mounts up and makes his nest on high? On the cliff he dwells and lodges, upon the rocky crag, a wonderful place. And from there he spies out food. His eyes see it from afar. And where the slain are, there the eagle will be. Job 39. Yes, those beautiful creatures are fearfully and wonderfully made by our Lord. Just ask the birds and watch them in flight. Study the way they're made. Yes, they tell us that there is a God, a creator. Ask the birds and the beasts and the fish. Ask the earth itself. Because all nature gives us the same message. There is a God, a wonderful Lord. There is a creator. The God who made the birds made you and me. Think of it. We didn't just happen, as some people think. It was Job who said, ask the beasts and let them teach you, and the birds of the heavens and let them tell you. Or speak to the earth and let it teach you, and let the fish of the sea declare to you. Who among all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done all of this? That's Job 12, 7 through 9. After all of this information I've shared with you, I pray that you have joined me and that you appreciate the fact that the Lord made the birds so that we could enjoy them. So I just have to end the broadcast by saying, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.